This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has declared a national emergency in an effort to combat the spread of the coronavirus in the United States. Speaking in the White House Rose Garden Friday, Trump said the declaration would free federal aid to help fight the virus.
The action I am taking will open up access to up to $50 billion of, very important and a large amount of money for states and territories and localities in our shared fight against this disease.
The president said he is also asking hospitals to implement their emergency preparedness plans. Trump said the government, working with hospitals, will remove every obstacle to give the American people the health care that they need. The president also said he expects up to 500,000 additional tests to be made available by early next week. However, he asked that only Americans who need the test for the virus get one. U.S. airstrikes struck Iranian-backed militants in Iraq following a rocket attack that killed two American troops and a British service member this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has details.
General Frank McKenzie, America's top Middle East commander, says there are other sites the U.S. has not hit because of potential civilian casualties and sensitivities with the Iraqi government. Baghdad is angry over the strikes, with Iraq's military saying three commandos and two police officers were killed. McKenzie says the Iraqis knew the attack was imminent.
If Iraqis were there and if Iraqi military forces were there, I would say it's probably not a good idea to position yourself with Khatib Hezbollah in the wake of a strike that killed Americans and coalition members.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. School